May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord. Amen. So, today I'm going to tell you not one, not two, but three short stories. The first one is about the man and his workers, like David just read to us a few seconds ago. The second story is about the disciples of Jesus, and the third story is probably the most important story I'm going to tell you today, because it's the story about you and Jesus. So are you ready? Yes? Okay, let's get started. The first story is called the Parable of the Talents, and it was told by Jesus to his disciples. And here is how it goes. Once upon a time, there was a man. Now, as you can see on the picture, the man is wearing what? A business suit. So this man was probably very wealthy, not just because he had a lot of money, but also because he had a lot of people working for him. So you can see, suddenly, there are three men here, all also looking very good. So, one day, the man decided to go on a journey to a faraway country. So he gave to every worker a portion of his wealth. Now, let's turn this around. The first worker got 5 talents. The second worker got 2 talents. And the last worker over here, the third one, he got 1 talent. Now, talent is a funny word, right? We usually use it when we say that someone is really talented at doing something. Someone is really good at playing the piano, for example. Then we say that person is talented. But back in Jesus' day, a talent was a measure of weight. So it's sort of like saying that someone is having a kilogram of something. So when Jesus says that someone had a talent, that meant, for example, that he had a bag of money with lots of coins in it. Maybe gold, maybe silver, maybe something different. So anyway, to get back to our story, the man who was the owner of all this money left for his journey. And the first two workers, these two here, they started to do business immediately. Doing business means that they use the money to make some more of it. Maybe they bought seeds, planted something, and then sold it for more money. So the first two workers, by trading or by buying and selling stuff, made more money than they had to begin with. Now, what about the third worker over here? Let's call him Mr. Smarty Pants, because Mr. Smarty Pants had a very different idea. So Mr. Smarty Pants over here, he decided to dig a hole in the ground. Let's say this is the ground, and he took a shovel, and he dug a hole in the ground, okay? So now Mr. Smarty Pants takes the bag of money he got from the man, he puts it in the ground, and he puts soil over it. Okay, so he did that. We don't know exactly why Mr. Smarty Pants does this. Perhaps he thought doing business sounds like a lot of work. Or maybe he thought that he can do business later. We don't know what he was thinking. All we know is that the 1 talent given to Mr. Smarty Pants lay buried in the dirty ground for a very, very long time. Now, one fine day, the man comes back from his journey, and he wants to know from his workers what they have done with the money. Now, the first person to come in is the first worker over here. And he says, "Well, sir, thank you. You have given me 5 talents, and I made 5 more. So, how much does he have now? 10 talents, yes, of course. Now, the man said, "Thank you very much. I'm very pleased. You are a good and faithful servant, and I will invite you to a big party later on." The second worker comes in, and he too has made two more bags. So how many bags does he have now? Frederick?
Four.
Four bags, yes. And here too, the man is very pleased. He says, "Thank you. You've done a very good job. You are a good and faithful servant, and you are invited to my party too." Now, Mr. Smarty Pants, he knew that he had to come up with the money. So he went back to the ground, he dug it up, and what happened to the money bag? It's all dirty now. Does it look the same like he put it in? No, not really, right? So Mr. Smarty Pants, he takes the dirty money bag and he goes to the man and says, "You know, I know that you are a very mean and harsh man. I know for a fact that you demand money even from people you have not given any money to in the first place. So I was very scared of you, sir. So what I did is I dug a hole in the ground and I hid the money you gave me. But here, I dug it out again. It's all dirty now. But yeah, you can have it back if you want to. Here you go. Now tell me, is Mr. Smarty Pants right when he says that this man is really harsh and mean? Not really, right? So this man sees right through the play. So he says to Mr. Smarty Pants, "Oh, really, Mr. Smarty Pants, you believe that I take money from people I have not given money to? Because if that were so, you should have brought my money to the bank. The bank would have done business with my money, and as a gift for letting them use it, they even would have given me a bit of extra money. So if you were really scared of me, this is what you should have done. But you know what I think? I think you are a lazy worker. You're just making up excuses. You had all this time and so many opportunities, but you never even tried." Then the man took the one talent from Mr. Smarty Pants and he gave it to the worker who had made the most talents. So here you go. And after that, the man and all his other workers went and had a great big party. But Mr. Smarty Pants, he was not invited. So let's think about the story for a moment. Maybe you've noticed that not every worker is given the same amount of money at the beginning of the story. Have you noticed that? Yes, you have. Someone is given 5 talents, another person 2, and another person 1 talent. And on top of that, at the end of the story, the first worker who already had 10 talents was even given the 1 talent that was taken from Mr. Lazy Smarty Pants. Does that mean that the man liked the first worker the most? Could it be that the man had a favorite worker? Because if that were the case, that would not be fair, would it? I think we must consider that sometimes it's not fair to give the exact same thing to each and every person without considering their very different abilities and skills. Think about a school subject like math, for example. All students have to take a math test from time to time, right? Have you ever taken a math test? Yes, very good. So the test given to a 7-year-old, is it the exact same test that you would give to a 12-year-old? No, not really. I certainly hope not. So everyone should be given what they can handle. And this is exactly what the man does. Moreover, at the end of the story, The man only wants to know from each worker what they have done with what they have been given. So he doesn't go to the second worker and say, why didn't you make as much as the first worker? He gives equal praise to both good workers. He says, good and faithful worker to both of them. And they both get an equal prize. They get a party and a celebration. So we really can conclude that the man doesn't have any favorites. Now, this is the first story, and the second one is about the disciples. As I said in the beginning, Jesus told this story to the disciples, and they had to make sense of what the story means in their life. And of course, they had Jesus' help. So Jesus knew that he would go to heaven very soon, but he did not want his disciples to be lazy while he is away. So before he went to heaven, he commanded them to go into the world and tell everyone about Jesus' love and forgiveness. He gave them work to do, just like the man in the story. And also much like the man in the story, before Jesus did leave, he gave something to the disciples. Any idea what he gave to the disciples? No, he didn't give them money, because you need a little bit more than money to do God's work. But he gave them something even better. He gave them the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit gave them different talents. Some disciples got the talent to do miracles. Others were given the talent to speak very well or to pray very well. Again, some others had great organizing talents. And this is actually where the last and final story of today begins. It's the story about you and about Jesus. You see, Jesus is planning to pay you and me a surprise visit. Once he has finished preparing for the big party in heaven, he's going to come back. The question is, though, will he find us telling others about him and showing his love to them? Or will he find us lazy and making up excuses? Because like Mr. Smarty Pants, we too can be sometimes very quick to make excuses. When Jesus comes, will we say to him, well, sorry, we couldn't help anyone because we were not given the power to do miracles like the disciples? Or will we say, for example, that we could not feed the poor because we do not have as much money as we would like to have? Or that we couldn't tell anyone about Christ because we were really busy going to school or, in the case of adults, living our lives? Our actions and choices will decide if our story with Jesus is going to have a happy end and a party. The only way to make sure that our story will have a happy end with Jesus is by asking him for help. So let us pray then that he will help us to understand how precious the talents are that he has given us. And may he help us to use our talents to tell everyone about Jesus and show his love in action. Amen.